The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down to the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The story that we just heard Lois read a few moments ago from Luke is one of the most dramatic and vivid healing stories in all the Gospels. Jesus steps off a boat in the land of the Gerasenes, and immediately he is met by a man possessed by demons. So many demons, in fact, that they identify themselves as legion, an insurmountable number. This man is not only tormented, he is unrecognizable. He is naked, homeless, alone, exiled from his community, and dwelling among the tombs. Whatever name he once had, whatever relationships once defined him, whatever place he once had in society, all of it has been torn away. We often read this passage as a story about healing, and indeed, it is, but I believe if we stop there, we miss the deeper and perhaps the more urgent meaning. Because this story is not only, maybe not even primarily, about physical healing. I would argue that this story is about identity. It is about being restored to oneself. It's about being named and known once again as a beloved child of God. This man is not only suffering physically or mentally, he is questioning his very own existence. He no longer knows who he is. The voices inside him have overwhelmed him to such a degree that when Jesus asks him for his name, the man cannot answer with his own. He replies, Legion, a name not his own, but the name of his tormentors. He has been so overtaken by the lies and the voices of destruction that his own self has been drowned out. Sound familiar? How many of us are living in that place? How many of us carry voices inside and around us that shout words of unworthiness, of shame, of failure, of fear? Voices that tell us that we are not good enough, not strong enough, not worthy of love, relationships, and community. How many of us have become so familiar with those voices that we forget our own names, that we forget the truth of who we are? In other words, we forget our identity. Now, true, we may not be possessed in the same dramatic way as the man in today's story, but many of us know what it's like to be anxious, to be bothered, or to be troubled, to be defined not by the love of God, but by the external and internal voices that surround us, both past and present. We have heard some of these voices in the aftermath of last weekend's horrific events. It is said, when Martin Luther was overwhelmed by despair, by the devil whispering lies and accusations into his heart, he had a practice. He would shout, sometimes out loud, I am baptized. I am baptized. Notice he didn't say, I was baptized, as if it were something that happened once a long time ago. But I am baptized, present tense. It was his way of fighting back against the voices. It was his way of remembering not only who he was, but whose he was. It was his way of remembering his identity. Luther knew that in the waters of baptism, God gives us a name that no one can take away. We are named and claimed as children of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. We are going to see that just moments from now as we celebrate with Magnolia Kim. When everything else seems to fall apart, when identity is stripped, when shame or fear begin to creep in, when those voices rage in our lives, our baptism speaks louder words. I am baptized. I am baptized is a declaration that no matter how lost we feel, no matter how many legions rise up and torment us, no matter what voices try to define us, we belong to God. That's what this story's about. Jesus doesn't just cast out the demons. He restores the man's very identity. Notice what happens after the healing. The people from the city come out and see the man sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed, and his mind made right. And what do they do? What's their response? They are afraid. The transformation that took place is so profound, so total, that they cannot make any sense of it whatsoever. But look at the man himself. He begs Jesus to let him come along, to become a follower, a disciple. And Jesus does something here that is totally surprising. He says, no. Return to your home, is what he says, and declare how much God has done for you. That too is restoration. Jesus sends the man back to the community that had exiled him. He sends him back as himself, no longer defined by the voice, but as a witness to God's healing and grace. Jesus gives him his life back, not just in body, but in belonging. His identity has been restored, and now he carries that good news with him. So what does that mean for you and me? It means that God sees us, even when the world does not. It means that even when we feel isolated, disoriented, or overwhelmed by inner or outer turmoil, God still knows our name. And in Christ, God restores what has been lost. We live in a world that constantly tries to name us with false identities. Too young, too old, too broken, too sad, too weak, too much. But in our baptism, God names us with a better name. Beloved, child of God, claimed, worthy. And when we dare to remember that identity, when we stand up and say, I am baptized, we reclaim our voice. We silence the legion of lies that shout at us, and we announce the truth that we are God's. And that is not always easy. There are many who still feel trapped in the tombs, who feel cast out and forgotten. So as followers of Christ, we are called not only to claim our own identity, but to become the very agents of restoration for others. We are called to speak the truth of God's love into a world that tries to strip people of their God-given worth. We are called to go to the tombs, to the very margins of society, to the hurting places, the people who feel forgotten, and to say, God sees you. You are loved. You have a name. Perhaps then this story challenges you and me to ask, where have we allowed false voices to define who we are? Where have we forgotten our baptismal identity? And who around us needs to be reminded of theirs? The truth is, the Gerasene man is all of us in some way. But so is the healed man, restored, sent out, and called to share the good news. Because in Christ, we are not left in the tombs. We are clothed. We are named. we are restored, and we are sent out to proclaim what God has done. I am baptized. Let it be so. Amen.